has been ordered by the Constitutionality Court.
En materia de seguridad, conforme
regarding security, in accordance with the general policy of the government for 2020-2024, our state, through the Ministry of the Interior, and with an emphasis on governance and security through development, especially regarding human rights defenders, trade unionists, workers from the legal profession, and journalists, the National Civil Police has implemented actions to protect these groups, in particular through the establishment of the police behavior and action protocol for carrying out risk analysis, as well as security surveys and implementation of specific security measures for people and for facilities. We provided 1,108 security measures, thus offering in a dynamic fashion tailored security to 76 individuals. We also have, in a permanent way, 1,023 perimeter security services for homes or workplaces, and there are 9 vigilance posts which help reduce risks to these groups. We also have protocols in place to ensure that the right to reunion and peaceful assembly is upheld. We have developed action to protect women and investigate acts of violence against women through the National Plan for the Prevention and Eradication of Violence Against Women. This is known as Plan Novi. We also have the National Plan for the Prevention of Teenage Pregnancies and a protocol on police action in the context of criminal investigations into cases relating to girls, boys, and adolescents who have been victims of ill treatment. We have a protocol for the police when it comes to caring for victims of violence against women and domestic violence. We also have a department for victim support within the National Civil Police, and this department works in an articulated way with the coordinator for the prevention of domestic violence and violence against women. We also ensure that the Institute for the Victim promotes restorative justice and provides psychological, social, and legal support to people who are victims of this kind of violence. We also have campaigns such as You're Not Alone and the prevention of sexual exploitation and trafficking on private security enterprises. The General Directorate for Private Security Services is in place. This means that we can ensure that private security companies are duly registered and that their activities are properly overseen. This means that we can keep tabs on the weapons that they use and that they are properly trained to perform their duties. Between 2017 and 2022, there were 80 private security companies that were registered, 110 were issued sanctions, and 1 was shut down because it failed to comply with Decree 52/2010. There are currently 249 private security companies that are registered. On LGBTQI plus people, the National Police is implementing the Plan 02/2022 on this particular topic, and the goal is to strengthen the knowledge as well as build the capacities and interpersonal relations of police staff. This with an emphasis on decent and respectful treatment for the human rights of the members of this group. We have also drawn up a graph for preventing violence and discrimination against sexual diversity, or on grounds of sexual diversity, and we have awareness raising campaigns aimed for the entire police force. We have included throughout our training processes, as well as upskilling programs, a number of protocols. These cover discrimination, racism, human rights, and gender issues. Regarding organized crime, we have a strategic institutional plan up to 2028, as well as a strategy for police transformation and a strategic plan which helped us disband 446 criminal structures between 2017 and 2022, with a total of 4,302 people who were captured. We also have a protocol for people in police stations, and we also have protocols for patrols and detentions. We have the COVID-19 protocol that is being implemented, and this is part of our efforts to supply COVID vaccines to detainees, and 54,000 such doses were supplied. We have projects for the prevention, the diagnostic and comprehensive care for vulnerable people, along with medical days, as well as gynecological services, vaccination services, ophthalmological services, and TB, HIV, mental health, immunization and mental health programs. We would like to reaffirm our country's commitment to developing suitable mechanisms to protect, promote, and